and welcome to The Thought Experiment. I'm your host, Scott Berger, and I'll be guiding you through a series of hypothetical journeys through science, mathematics, and philosophy. But first off, what is a thought experiment? Well, thought experiments are pretty much devices of the imagination used to investigate the nature of things. You can surmise a thought experiment just by simply stating, well, what happens if... and that's pretty much a thought experiment. It's any critically analyzed or critically well thought out way of looking at something in order to hypothesize how to interact with stuff. So, like, what would happen if the sun wasn't here? What would happen if time travel was possible? What would happen if? They're largely theoretical. Some can, you know, violate the laws of physics or are untestable. Philosophical thought experiments come to mind. But this raises, objections, criticisms of thought experiments, where people try to criticize them on the basis that thought experiments aren't a replacement for real experiments. Which is true, they're not. Real experiments themselves are way more testable, they're way more legit, you could say. They offer more empirical evidence, so to speak. So they're way more likely to be true than a thought experiment could be. However, thought experiments are just more fun and obviously less costly. Although some thought experiments themselves can be tested with physical experimentation, we won't be doing any of that on this show. We'll just be talking about examples of thought experiments throughout history and all that, some of which can be tested by physical experimentation or observation. A famous one comes to mind is Einstein's supposition about the curvature of space-time. That's a nice famous one that was proved later by observation and calculation. But let's give you a layout of what this show is going to be. So this show is going to first detail the history of thought experiments from, the real old ones of even back to almost the very first one of Lucretius and his theoretical thought experiment about the universe's boundary. Of course, he had a different interpretation of the universe back then, but that's okay for our purposes. And then we'll also be doing new ones like Schrodinger's cat. How can a cat be both dead and alive at the same time? Well, we'll explain that to you. We'll be focusing on three main areas in terms of thought experiments. Physical thought experiments of the discipline of physics, of the science. Mathematical and also philosophical thought experiments. Things come to mind, like under physics, gravity. Mathematics, we'll be going over the Millennium Prize problems. And philosophical thought experiments, ones that argue more along the lines of debates over theism, debates over abortion, things like that, very hot button, pretty controversial issues that we'll be delving deep into. Also, once a month we'll be hosting what are called Skype casts, and those are where you can join in on the conversation of this podcast by downloading a program called Skype, and if you have a computer you can listen in live, or you can join the conversation if you have a microphone. You can Google search that, get more info on it. Well, now that you know what thought experiments are, and now that you know the layout of our show and how it's going to proceed through the future, I'd like to thank you for listening in, and until next time, this is Scott Berger signing off for this week's Thought Experiment.